Well, that is a traditional song. It's really a traditional song, but it's a buffalo dance song, you know. And I used to travel around with this group from Rosebud. They were it was Ben Blackbear Senior and Lloyd One Star and the old Ironwood Singers and a group of us. You know, we performed different traditional dances. In one of the dances was the buffalo dance. Ben Blackbear had this song. He was really a treasure, just a walking encyclopedia of traditional knowledge. And he had this real beautiful buffalo dance song. And I'd never heard it since then. That was the only time. Nobody's used it. You know, it's been like 30 years since I've ever heard them sing it. So then I just loved that tune. And so then I thought, well, I'll use it. You know, I'll use it. It's a beautiful song. And what it's saying is, it's about the force that moves the buffalo over the country. I appear with a visible face. It says, "Ite taya hibuelo." And then, "Nitama koche ki tatanka omani wakage." I am the one that causes the buffalo to roam over your land. That's what that song. I am the one. That song is kind of a mysterious thing, but it's like that the power that moves that causes the buffalo to move over this land, and that's the voice that's talking in that song.
That to me is really the sign of true art, is that there may be a meaning that you know about, that you have in mind.
Yeah.
But, you know, really great art that transcends in one individual's vision of what it is. It has to. Because otherwise, how could it last?
Also, you know, in that recording, there's some virtuosic levels of musicianship in there. There's some great musicians in there. You know, I really felt humbled when I was with some of those guys because they're top of the line. Yeah, you can hear that. You hear that tenor sax in there, that guy, and keyboards and everything. Have you heard that? You didn't hear it yet, huh? There's just some great musicians going on in there. Well, you would know that. You've been in the business, yeah.